Hello, hello. Welcome to JP Podcast,
What's
episode
up, y'all?
8.
How y'all doing?
Yes, welcome to the new episode. It's your girl Ja. I am the J in JP Podcast.
And it's your girl Paris, and I'm the P in JP Podcast. Let's go.
QP ski. Let's get it. Today is a little bit of a juicy topic. This is stuff that is close to a lot of people's hearts. You know, it invokes a lot of emotion.
A lot of conspiracy.
Today's topic is, drum roll please, situationships.
We have a
situation.
Shit.
They call me Mike, the situation.
Man.
Tell me, Paris. First of all, you know, not to get up in your business and put your business on the line or in the air. But have you ever been in like a situationship?
I can say I have.
Oh.
Did I like it?
Oh.
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. I've been in one. You know what I mean? It wasn't perfect, but it is what it is.
What about you?
No.
Yeah, you know, I'm
why did you get so freaked out?
Because the way you looked at me, like you was about to air my shit out. No,
no,
I
wasn't gonna air nothing.
I you know, I've had my fair share of situations in life. Some of them happen to be situationships. And some of them are recent, some of them are not so recent. But yeah, I've, you know, had one or two or five, and it's just, it's...
You know how they used to say that song was, if she said she had two, times that by three.
No, don't play with me, girl. No, yeah, no, I've definitely had, you know, my share of situationships. We're grown, but it's not a place you want to be. Wait, I should have started the question off. Do you even know what a situationship is?
From my knowledge, just something that you got with somebody, I guess. Like, it ain't nothing serious.
So, for you and for anybody listening, a situationship is like a casual romance. Sometimes it's sexual, sometimes it's not. But essentially, it's like being in a relationship with no commitment. So, you're just kind of leaving everything up to chance. Like, that's why it's called a situation. Like, a situation is kind of like something going on, but there's no label. You know what I'm saying? So, essentially, you can go on dates. You can have sex. You can hang out. You can hook up. Maybe you meet somebody's friends or, you know, whatever, but it's not clear. A lot of people don't even realize they're in situationships.
But, so, it's, you telling me I'm doing all of this, but I don't have a label.
Yeah. It's kind of like, okay, perfect example. Okay, you know when you're at work, right?
Uh-huh.
And say, for instance, your job, we'll call you a HR assistant.
Okay.
Okay. You're helping out in HR, whatever, and then next thing you know, they ask you, like, hey, can you take Bob, I don't know, downstairs, X, Y, and Z, and you take it to him, and now they add that to your description every single day, but it has nothing to do with HR. So now you're just doing shit, and you're like, and it has nothing to do with your actual title.
Yeah.
Or maybe you don't even have a title. Maybe you're one of those people that's at work that's like a floater, and you're just kind of, you know, oh, you know, Paris, she helps us file papers. She helps us, you know, we change tires. We do. Okay, that's what I'm saying. And a lot of people don't realize, they're like, oh, I'm getting paid. Yeah, well, you're doing the job of a, you know,
secretary.
We'll say service advisor or something, but you're getting paid like you're like a salesperson.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
So it just, it depends. But that essentially is what a situationship is. You're doing all these things, you don't even have a clear description or understanding of
like,
what's
man,
been going on.
Like, it's just so many characteristics of a situationship that I don't know if I really like them. Like, sometimes, like I said, lack of label. Like, people want to be labeled as girlfriend or boyfriend, and situationships don't do that. You don't have an understanding of that. You just, like you said, you want to go outside and just have fun and just go with the wind in a way.
You know, I've noticed, though, a lot of people like that about situationships, especially now.
A lot of people, yeah. I don't know. I had my share of situationships and they didn't end so well. So I just, you know, I kind of, I don't know, try not to do a situationship.
Do you think that that's maybe why people like them though?
Because they get hurt?
No, 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 not because they get hurt. No, they like them because they feel like they're doing the right thing almost, right? Because think about it. If labels, for those listening, labels and having commitment doesn't necessarily always mean a relationship. Like you're in a role. Like, you know what I'm saying? It could mean like we're fuck buddies. Like we're friends with benefits. It could mean, you know, we just talking.
Yeah, you guys both know exactly
what's happening. Like it's what it is. That's like if we're friends with benefits, you know, I call you, blah, blah, blah. I come over there. I do what I got to do. And then I'm out.
If you're somebody who I just want to see to just smile in my face and that's whatever it is.
Exactly. So I think that sometimes people think that like when they're not in a situationship, like they're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, oh, well, I mean, no, we're more than just friends of benefits, but you know, that's not my girl or that's not my man or blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So I think that people think that they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, in a way, but situationships can be just, you know, just not really there. You're not communicating as well. Like, yeah. You don't have to, like, hey, how you doing? You know, I don't have to talk to you every day in a situationship. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I feel like that's like bad because I feel like you won't be caring as much as I do in a way. And I'm not, I know we're talking about situationships and I'm coming from a standpoint of where, you know, I wouldn't be in one at this time. Like if we're not moving towards something, then I wouldn't want to be with you. But a lot of people nowadays, like we are talking about now, are in situationships because they don't know what they want to be. They just want to go with the flow. And sometimes the flow will be fucking long. You never know.
I think like that was always my problem and how I always ended up in a situationship. Because personally for me, I do have like traditional values in the sense of like, you know, I know don't come for me, but like gender roles and stuff like that. I was mostly raised by my grandma, like traditional, old school, yeah. Whatever. But outside of being in a committed relationship, I just don't like people on me all the time. Like, I don't like feeling like, you know, I need to check in every 3 minutes to let you know that I walked out the front door to walk my dog and now I walked back in the front door from walking my dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, but I'm just, yeah, like, you know, like, I don't feel like I like doing that. But at the same time, that's what always is my problem because I'll start off like, oh, yeah, like, I like that. Let's just go with the flow, see what happens, blah, blah. Next thing I know, okay, it's been months, we not communicating how we feel, you know, and then I'm sitting here like I caught feelings looking crazy. Like it's just
that goes it's a mess to like,
it goes from casual to
ambiguity.
Yeah, so
like sometimes the parties can switch up or just like feelings when you're in a situationship, your feelings could differ depending on how long you guys are talking to each other because it changes. When yeah. you're around that person and just understand it, starting to actually understand that person, and things could develop. You never know. So situationships could either last long term or not last long term. It just all depends on the people.
It's just, what do you have like something that you actually liked about being in a situationship? Or tell me what you liked and what you didn't like.
The one thing that I did like about being in a situationship was that I was able to have my space, but also be under you at the same time. Because, well, when I was younger, and that's one thing I had to learn growing up, when I was younger, I had all the time in the world. Like, we didn't really have a job or a career or something. You know, we were able to just live like that period from at least 16 to 25, you really was taken care of if you had a good, you know, like a good household in a way. If you had people looking, had your back, you were good. So you were able to do what you want. You didn't, you know, you didn't have a job. You didn't have to really take care of household. So I was really just chilling and having fun and being able to be like, okay, I want to be under you, and woo, woo, woo. I was always wanting to be under them. So now I'm like, I grew up, I'm like, nah, I'm not trying to be under no dude. Like, I got bills, I got things I got to do with my life. I can't just be under one person. So being able, learning that in that aspect of that time period, I kind of grew to, like, understanding, like, okay, a situationship is decent. Like, maybe I could just call you when I need you or when I want to just hang out or just vibe or whatever. Like, it's not
necessarily. But see, like, that's what, I'm trying to like word, like find my words. Like that's what I've always liked about situationships, right? Because I think sometimes people get confused, especially when they're getting into an actual like committed relationship. Everything's not quick. Sometimes how quickly things start is how quickly things fizzle out. And that was actually something that I liked about situationships, right? It's like nobody necessarily wants to be in a relationship that doesn't have clear boundaries or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of it is that we can take our time. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know, we're still doing us type of thing in the sense of like, you know, maybe we're hooking up, maybe we're not. We're hanging out, you know, the communication doesn't have to be consistent. Like, hey, I'm walking my dog and I'm walking out the front door and I'm walking back in the front door. Like, you know, but at the same time, let's check in, let's talk. But keep in mind, the reasons you like that person is because maybe they're busy and they have a full life and they have all these things to do. And now what, you want them to sit and text you every 20 minutes?
No.
Like, if you can text me every 20 minutes, you ain't got nothing going on. And I don't want to talk to you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, younger days, I was, stop texting me, do this. Nowadays, I'll leave you the fuck alone. Go do what you gotta do. Go get your money. I'm gonna get my money and we're gonna come together.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. It's just like, I don't know. That was something that I liked about situationships. Now, the part that I don't like about situationships that is kind of the downside and kind of like the other end of a situationship, right, is usually there's somebody who is like the chaser, right? Mm-hmm. This is the person that starts out like, oh, I'm going with the flow, like whatever happens happens, and then they find themselves catching feelings. Now they want to talk to you all the time, they want to be around you all the time. And then you have the person that's like afraid of commitment. Mm-hmm. Usually this person is like, that was why they got into a situationship, because they had a fear of commitment. They didn't want to be with anybody, you know. Oh, like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't make you my girl right now, because when I was in first grade, this girl gave me my pencil back and said she didn't want to be boyfriend, girlfriend no more. So now at the age of, you know, 27, I just feel like I just don't want to ever be in love again. Boy, if you don't grow the fuck up, you know what I'm saying?
No, so, but then, boys,
yeah, boys just, you know, that's why, you know, grown men, you know, I'm just kidding. But sometimes it's both parties, or sometimes more recently, it's a lot of women that don't want to be in relationships, you know? So sometimes one person could probably not want to be in a relationship, have a fear of commitment, or sometimes it's both people, and it just works out. It's like a mutual agreement. Some people just also may be like uncertain. Like, you know what I'm talking about. You know the person that's like playing the, you know the person that's like playing the field though. Like, they like, oh,
they're
well,
like,
I like you, and you know, I'm gonna get a little pinch of this, and I'm gonna go
date
so and so and get a pinch of this, and I'm gonna go talk to him and get a pinch of this.
Y'all together, squirrel.
Yeah, and it just makes the whole thing convenient. It just makes the whole thing convenient for them, because then you're, you know, you want to go with the flow and don't know what you want to do, and then they get to have just kind of like, they can play the field and have multiple partners and whatever, and it just makes it all convenient. But honestly, I don't know, for you, like, what was your reason, like, outside of like just going with the flow, like if you had a legit reason for not wanting to commit, like when you were in that situation. But like for me, it mostly was like timing.
Yeah.
I'm really, it's like a character flaw. I'm working on it. For any, before anybody comments, I'm working on it.
We all are.
I have like, everything has to be perfect when I do it. Like, if it's not perfect, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. So in the sense of like, oh, I need to make sure my money's right, and my career's straight, and my home is straight, and you know, like I'm, you know, maybe I live further away from you than I would like to, or just whatever.
I agree.
I'm trying to work on my mental health. Or people need to realize too that when you start things, it doesn't have to be perfect. Just start. Mm-hmm. The right person, you'll get right with them.
You know what they say? Mm-hmm. It's not the, what they say, not the mouth. It's not the mile, it's the journey. What's that saying going?
Are you talking about Miley Cyrus? It's not the climb?
No, hell no. Fuck, I'm sorry, not that. But
wait, what, girl? Look.
No, they say it's not the journey. It's not the mile, it's the journey.
It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Yeah.
It's not where you're going. It's how you get there.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty
I know what you're talking about. And that's what I'm saying. Like, the right person, like, it won't be the wrong time.
Right.
It won't be the, you know, so it's just like when you're starting a project, like, some, just start. Even if you don't have your paragraph ready to go on the paper, start the first sentence. Yeah, you got the outline. Start the first sentence. Like, just start. And just, if you really vibing with somebody and you really want to see where stuff goes, just
give it time.
Give it time.
You never know where it can go.
Yeah, and just, you can't be afraid of it, though. But honestly, I mean, there's a lot of different, like, pros and cons of being, like, in a situationship. But I just feel like, for me, the biggest pro was always just, I don't want people on me. And then at the same time, yeah, like the flexibility.
Just being able to, like, hey, we can meet up this time. Like, yes. We ain't got to necessarily say, oh, we meet up Saturday. And we talking every day up until Saturday. Now, we meet up Saturday. I'll see you Saturday type of way. You know, or just the low pressure of it. Like, it's, you are easy to just go with the flow and just, like, be chill. Not necessarily saying I have to get you flowers every time I see you or anything like that. It's no really expectations, because it's not really needed of that. We understand that this is something that's just flowing.
Do you find yourself, like, so a problem that, like, I've recently discovered for myself is, like, there's no in-between for me, right? Either I'm, like, situationship, I don't really care, like, you know, talk to me, don't talk to me, whatever. Or, like, on the other end, I'm like, it's been 3 minutes and he hasn't texted me, you know? Like, there's no in-between for me. Either I'm, like, all about you or, you know.
I feel like you have the right to be like that, because technically it's half situation and ship.
You're funny.
Like, I'm dead serious. Like,
you're funny.
I'm dead serious. I have the right to feel that way. Like, but will I act on it? Probably not. As always, sometimes I might.
But that's the thing. Like I'm not a, like, sometimes or like a maybe person. And I'm starting to realize about myself, which is why I'm like, I don't think I want to do the situationship thing, like, mm-hmm. anymore. Just moving forward, you know, mm-hmm. just because not necessarily saying that I'm, like, looking for, like, my husband tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying, but I just think that for my mental and emotional well-being, like, I'm, like, all in, or I don't want nothing to do with you. And usually when I don't want nothing to do with you, I'm in a situationship. Mm-hmm. If I'm all in, I'm, like, going out of my way to you know, be accommodating. Yes. Yeah, to be accommodating,
like,
to
I'm
you.
Here. What's up, baby?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing? Did you eat?
Like, are you hungry?
You had a long day? Do you need a bath? Do you need something?
Tell me what's going on. Talk to me.
Exactly. So that's why I'm just like, I'm trying to steer away from that, because, like, that's...
It's hard.
It wears on you.
It's hard. And as you get older, you be like, man, like, the cons of it. Like, you feel so uncertain about it. Like, it leads to confusion. You get frustrated. Like, you can really end up hurt by this shit. Like, because sometimes, like you said, it's the chase. Somebody becomes a chaser. And now I'm chasing you, and now I can kind of feel like you see that I'm chasing you. So now you're keeping me around for turn. You know, it's just sometimes situationships can really end up really sticky. And you lose lack of growth. Like, you really lose yourself, because you was with somebody who could have been somebody else.
And then also, too, like, this is, like, kind of, like, it's still on par for, like, what we're talking about, but, like, what do you say when people ask you, like, not when people ask you, but, like, do you say this is, like, my ex? Like, when you're done with the situation, do you classify them as, like, an ex? Because I feel like that was still
a person.
I feel like that was still a relationship. Like, if you were, like, my situationship or whatever for, like, a year or even 6 months or whatever, you're my ex.
Nope, it depends on how I felt about the person at the time. Like, it definitely do, like, for me, I can say, yeah, I had my fair share of hoo-hoo, but at the end of the day, I only have 5 exes.
Okay, if we're not counting any type of situationships or anything, I haven't had a lot. I was just fucking with y'all, I'm kidding, but I technically only have, like, 1 ex.
Technically, yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I was in a really long relationship, so I was... tear.
Goodbye.
But yeah, no, I was in a really, like, long relationship, so that was my only, you know, I was 10 years, so that was, I'm only 29, you know, so it wasn't.
I'm 30, hey, it's people,
yeah, so
who out
it wasn't.
Who got more bodies than me.
Whoa. You know, and, yo, do you? It doesn't matter how many bodies you got, how many people you dated, do
yeah,
you?
Do
we're not
you?
Judging.
No judgment.
Yeah,
over
but
here.
I count my situationships as, like, my exes, especially because usually... unfortunately, I'm usually the one that ends up catching feelings. So
I mean, you're
I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl. But, like, yeah, because then I'll be sitting there and I'm like, oh, maybe his you know, like, big head is kind of cute, or maybe, you know what I'm saying?
I like that curl right there.
Yeah, look at that little S curl.
What's
a little
like,
cro Cross song.
Well, yeah, no, that was like Clef Boyard. What's his name off of Jimmy, Timmy Turner? He was like, Clef.
My little Clef chin.
Whatever his name is.
I mean, Crimson chin.
Yes, this is the.
But that's how I be. Like, I'm usually the one that catches feelings, like my little croissant. And then so I know I'm giving you pen names and I'm changing your name in the phone. And I'm like, you know, when I get to the point I'm changing your name in my phone, man, I'm like, God damn.
Man, I got feelings.
Damn.
I didn't cough them.
Yeah, so, you know, at that point, I'm also like a little delusional when it comes to dating and relationships. So you're my man. Like, if we get to that point, you're my man. You might not know you my man. I know you my man.
What's that saying?
To your face and behind closed doors and in public, you my man. You just don't realize you my man.
You mine forever.
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 But honestly, like, I don't know. I don't, they can't be mad at me. I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl. But just like, I don't know. But there's a lot of pros. Like, I don't know any, like, cons for myself. But
I say a lot. I didn't expand. I wasn't able to, like, now I understand the aspect of wanting a relationship. So now I don't want a situationship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, situationships got back. You feel me? Got through.
They do get stagnant.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, nah. I just can't deal with it. No. You ain't on it. You ain't what I want. No. Goodbye.
So what I've been working on, though, mm-hmm. is, like, once again, I'm a little delusional. But, like, ooh. What I've been kind of working on to, like, try to get past situationships is, like, I have, like, just things. Like, it's not just for me. These are just my little personal tips and tricks. But at the same time, like, you know, use this all to your own discretion. Okay? I'm a little delusional. I'm just going to keep it up front. I'm very educated and well-versed. Little, don't
keep adding them littles together. Don't see how big it is.
But, no, I'm very, you know, intelligent and big-brained when it comes to a lot of things. I'm a little delusional when it comes to dating. Okay, thank you. But, you know, I'm definitely just trying to work on, like, better communication, boundaries, and just really making sure I have, like, clarity on the situation. Because, especially for me, the important part is, like, when I start catching feelings, that's usually your cue to say something. Mm-hmm. You definitely want to make sure you're being, like, open and honest about your feelings and also making sure that you set boundaries, because you also don't want to start feeling disrespected, because we all know when we start liking somebody, really liking them or falling in love with them, everything they do make me want to pass out.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got a text in 3 hours and you're like, oh my god, like,
you this, are, I'm dying right
yeah,
now
like, that's,
my skin is crawling.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, everything they do makes you want to throw up, you know what I'm saying? Man. So just really make sure you're setting boundaries and just know your worth. Just recognize your own needs. And if you want a relationship, you want a relationship. If you don't want to do this situationship anymore, man, and it doesn't meet your expectations anymore, then move on. Just know your worth, get clarity, set boundaries, communicate. But you really got to be honest with yourself. And that is always my part. Like, when I start, like, fading out of the Lulu land, I'm like, girl, be fucking for real.
Man.
Like, you know damn well you're in love with this man. Okay, and you're sitting here like, it's okay if you just come over here and we just hang out.
That's where them hoes gotta end. If you start getting and starting to feel like that, like you get emotional distress, you having a desire for more, like y'all not on the same page no more, you gotta get up out of there. Like, the behavior inconsistent, like he pulling away while you trying to get the, no, like, situationships are just floating. And if you're not trying to just float the flow, you need to go with the flow. Jealousy? That's why I can't be in a situationship. I'm a jealous motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna say I'm jealous, but you can look at my man, but don't touch my man.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't give a fuck what you say. You can say all this shit to him. Say, just don't touch him.
Yeah.
Nah, is that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, well, once again, you're asking the wrong person. you're asking the wrong person. Now, granted, I'm not down with all the toxic stuff, but at the same time, like, no, you could be territorial over somebody that you're with. I think that's totally
and
fine.
To my man, you better not let that bitch touch you. Fuck your time out.
Whoa. Is she in the room? Is the person messing with your man in the room?
Just saying. Just saying. She better not touch you and you better not touch her. And then I'm gonna fuck both of y'all up.
testing, whoever Paris' man is, she said what she said. And you better not let her touch you. You better not let her touch you. Okay, period. But it's just, but you need to know when it's time to get out of the relationship. Mm-hmm. For real. You need to know when it's time to go. Because
Mama knows.
A lot of people don't want to think about when it's time to go. Okay? At the end of the day, there's going to be multiple times when you know it's time to exit.
Mm-hmm. Ain't got no future with you. Yeah. I can't grow with you. I'm jealous of the shit you're doing. I'm feeling unvalued. You're not loving me the way I want you to love me. I know this is a situationship, but damn, love.
Because you got feelings. Girl, you in love. Shakespeare in love. Like, you're in love.
You know why I'm in love with you. So stop playing with me.
I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl. To make me feel good.
But no, for real. Like, there's so many signs to know when you need to leave. It's just, you know, are you really looking at the signs? Or are you just, you know, boot up.
Boo!
You really just gotta make sure you reflect on your own needs.
Why I like doing, like, the little hype man thing?
Right, you know? I wasn't gonna bring it up. But
I show me my little own hype man.
You do. But it's okay, as you should. It's, if it's not you, then who?
Ooh, I like that.
If it's not you, then who, boo?
Said it again.
But I just definitely feel like, you know, you need to know just when it's time to exit, and then just know how you should exit when it's time to exit.
Possibly.
Once again, it's the same as knowing if you're ready to get into a relationship and you want to communicate that to somebody and you don't know if they actually want to or not. It's the same thing. Really take a second to think about what you need. And then once you figure that out and know what you truly like want, whether it's the situationship or you want to be with a partner or relationship that actually aligns with your future aspirations and goals, then just communicate that honestly.
But you know what's so crazy? Sometimes you being in a situationship could make you want a relationship, but not with the person you in the situationship.
Because you start to realize, like, I'm wanting something and you're not giving it to me, and you're not the one that I want it from. You know,
like, even though we had the situation, even though you may say that you want to be with me, I still wouldn't want to be with you.
But see, usually where I fuck up is, right? Mm-hmm. Is I be wanting a situationship, and then I get in the situationship, and it makes me want to be with you. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I'm not saying I just have some weird, like, limerence, and I'm just, like, obsessed with you now, and I just, like, you know,
right.
And, like, I don't really want you, I just want the idea of a relationship. No, like, I'll literally start to fall in love with you. Like, I'll be like, oh, we're spending this time together, and I'm learning all these things about you, and we have similar interests, we like the same music, the same shows, and blah, 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 blah. And now, next thing I know, girl, I'm in love.
Yeah, but y'all added more to the situationship, so that's why, you feel me? It's like, if I add more, then yeah, I'm gonna love you. Like,
but
I'm
you have to, like, stuff,
but I'm gonna have to let you go at the end of the day because we're not on the same page.
But that's why you gotta communicate honestly, though, because sometimes things that, like, happen behind closed doors, like, whether you're just friends with benefits with somebody, mm-hmm. a situationship, what have you, sometimes that won't translate well in the outside world, in the sense of, like, you're like, oh, like, I know him or her or whatever, and we be kicking it and having sex and blah, 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 but you ain't never been nowhere with them.
Right.
You, like, you realize, like, yeah, I'm like, my friends hate her, or, like, my family hates him, or it's not going the way you thought it was gonna go when y'all get together.
That's what makes it, I don't know why, even in a relationship, when you first start off talking to somebody and you get to know their family and stuff, it's so fucking weird. Like, you feel, I don't know why you feel uncomfortable.
I think that's, like, the worst pressure for me.
Meeting the other, yes.
Meeting, so I don't care about the friends, because at the end of the day, like, I don't know, maybe it's just my professional background and working in, like, sales and people management and having to use people skills, mm-hmm. but I'm not worried about making people like me,
yeah.
or just having people like me. Now, when it comes to, like, forming deeper relationships with their friends, and, yeah. like, when you realize you and your boo are getting serious, and now you want to, you know, you're like, okay, I really do want his friends to like me for real. If it's aligned to be that way, you don't force yeah. it. But if it's aligned to be that way, then cool. Now, meeting somebody's family, woo, because a lot of people, they family, you think they friends in their ear?
Nah,
family. If somebody mama, imagine meeting a man's mom and the she mama don't like you. Especially if it's a mama's boy.
Man.
Oh my God. Like, that's like the, I literally
I would walk away.
Was with somebody who was a mama's boy, and bruh, never again. Like, definitely
away.
Love your mom, respect your mom, everything. But no,
leave me alone. Leave me alone. Block my number. Don't call me. Stay with your mom.
Yeah. Now, that's one thing I don't care about. Obviously, you should definitely have a close relationship with your family and your parents and stuff like that. But when I mean mama's boy, I mean like
everything like, she everything, said, you soak up.
And not even just that, though, because it wasn't even just her. Like, it wasn't even just her, right? Like, he would, like, the person that I'm referencing right now, like, he would, like, things would happen in his life. Mm-hmm. And instead of coming to me first, keep in mind, I wasn't, like, a bogus female, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't, like, not there for him and unsupportive. I definitely mm-hmm. was supportive. But he would, like, go to his mom first for everything. Like, oh, No. I mean, we're living together, sharing bills and finances. And you're talking to your mother before you talk to me. Okay. I'm not talking about we've been dating for 2 days and 2 days. I ain't talking about we've been dating for three months. And I think she's the one. Like, I'm not talking about that, because if I was your mama, I'd be like, she's probably not the one. So calm down. But I mean, like, we've been together for years, and like, you know, we share finances and bank accounts and stuff. That's what I mean.
Why you go to your motherfucking mama, bro? She
like, you go to your mama for every, like, that's when, like, I'm like, red flag. I should have seen it, red flag, you know? But at the same time, you can definitely have, like, a really good, like, relationship with your mom. And I'm just thinking of a certain time, and I just, I'm gonna keep it to myself. I ain't gonna share.
I love my mama and my house. I would love.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's definitely important to be close, but just have limits. Once again, have boundaries. Like, the theme of this, really, when it comes to situationships, and even when you're getting into a relationship with somebody, is boundaries. You have to have boundaries. When I say boundaries, know what you're willing to do and what you're willing to get into and what you're not. Set that expectation, set that boundary, and stick to it. Okay.
If I say, I don't want your homies over here after 10 o'clock, And then
make sure, not like they're a child, like consequences, but no, you disrespect my boundaries, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going to be with somebody that disrespects my boundaries. Sorry. And if you're, you know, once again, like, if you're trying to, like, get out of a situationship in the sense of, like, whether you're trying to make that situationship into an actual relationship or you're just done with it because you know they don't respect you, if they get upset with you, they ain't a real one. Mm-mm. Because you can't be upset with somebody for communicating their feelings. Like, you're not about to be mad at me because I told you I have feelings. Like, at the end of the day, if you don't have them, you don't have them, and I respect that. We can cut it off now, blah, 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 blah. But you can't get mad at me because I told you I caught feelings.
You should be able to communicate with me and let me know straight up.
Set those boundaries. And honestly, just lean on your friends, your family. You know, you can lean on a therapist. Personally, shout out to all the men and women out there that go to therapy. I go to therapy. There's nothing wrong with going to therapy. Because sometimes you need to talk to somebody that's not biased, that's not in your situation, that doesn't know nothing about you. That can really look at it from a bird's eye view and really, like, level in and hone in on what's actually going on and what the deeper issue really is. But just besides that, just prioritize yourself. Like, if it's not something that works out, like, just focus on your self-care. Like, move forward and just know that everything happens for a reason. I personally am somebody that I think everything happens for a reason. I think you meet everybody for a reason. I think there's a special reason, especially why you get into certain relationships and friendships, why you even work certain jobs. Everything teaches you something if you have your mind open to receive the lesson.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that. Preach.
That was a message, okay?
It definitely was a message.
But no, like, for real, like, if you really, like, everything teaches you something. You just have to know, like,
everything happens in life for a reason.
Exactly.
Every little thing, every big thing, everything you see, you never know. It's like going outside and you going to party and you walking down the street and you see somebody, like, you actually, not like people just actually walking down the street, but you actually hone, not saying you're looking at them, but you hone in on this person, and they just walk past you. And then 20 minutes, 30 minutes pass, whatever, you go to a different spot, and you see the same exact person, and y'all end up talking, like, in a random bathroom area, somewhere like that. Like, you never know who you can run into. Run into actors, run into doctors, you
Didn't,
never
Didn't, like, Dolly
know.
Parton meet her husband or something at, like, a baseball stadium?
Probably,
or I don't know. Girl, I don't know. All I know is when I go out, okay, I'm about to step.
Man.
You never know.
Network. That's all it's about now.
But yeah, just move forward. Like, you honestly, like, you'll get over the situationship. Time heals everything. Like, for real, I'm a testament. Like, you can go through a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of things that you thought, like, was going to break you and that you weren't going to come back from, whether it was a male, a female, whoever, you know, that wasn't the one for you. And look at you now. You probably at home chilling or driving home from work, minding your business, listen to JP Podcast.
Right. JP Podcast.
Yeah, JP Podcast.
Ooh, I like that.
You just a boy. You just a girl.
Boy. Ooh.
You ain't just a boy. Just a girl.
Like, I mean, boys do have feelings too, so we're not attacking you guys. It's just coming from
my point
of view.
No, because it's for y'all too.
Yeah, like y'all really do have feelings. Y'all really, I need people to understand you. Like, it's some real ones out there to us.
And at the end of the day, I think that's what the basis of it all is we start to realize that all this surface level stuff is great, but sometimes you just want somebody to understand you. And it's different when it comes to friendships and when it comes to romantic relationships. Everybody wants to be understood by somebody that's not their friend or their family. They want to be understood on a deeper level. And sometimes situationships just don't give you that.
They really don't.
Sometimes they serve their purpose, but sometimes you find yourself wanting more. Mm-hmm. So.
And if you're wanting more, then the situationship is not for you. So keep, you know, move on and do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
But that was that on situationships.
We're wrapping it up.
Yeah,
I like talking about it.
I do too. I just want to thank everybody. Like, really let us know how y'all feel about this topic, situationships. And, you know, keep it cute.
Yeah. And honestly, a little bit of homework for y'all. Like, if y'all in a situationship, like, let me know. Like, I want to know. Delusional to delusional. Like, if you... If you're in a situationship and you don't know how to get out of it, like, let me know how you got out of it, please. Or if you in a situationship and it was able to turn into a relationship, like, let me know what's going on. Like, go ahead and message us on Instagram. Usually we post before every episode and during every episode. So message us on there. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you think. But I'm just curious.
Yeah, hit us up on IG, JP Podcast. As she said, email us at jppodcast2024@gmail.com. As jppodcast2024@gmail.com. We're going to be on Spotify. We're on all platforms and everywhere. We just want to thank y'all for tuning in to today's episode on JP Podcast. We are so excited. We had an in-depth discussion about situations. We explored what they are, the pros and cons, and how you should move if it's time for you to get the fuck up out of there.
Facts. Get out of there, bud.
Get out of there, but if it's meant for you to get out of the situationship, get out of it. If you want to be in a situationship, stay in it. It's your decision to do so, but, you know, make sure y'all on the same page.
Yeah, or maybe it'll turn into a relationship and you can be with your little croissant.
But next week...
Ooh. Guys, we only have two episodes left after this. Nine and ten. Girl, I'm scared.
So next week, we are going to be engaging in a discussion on the topic of men versus women.
We know who won, but, you know.
Yeah, but we're going to, you know, explore. We're just going to explore, like, various aspects of gender.
I love gingers.
They be so fine. Not gingers, though. Gender. We want to explore gender dynamics. Different communication styles and the unique challenges and different strengths that each, you know, person brings to the table. So we just want to know different ways of how men think about things, how women think about things. So
because it's not as similar as
it's not.
It's really not.
It's really different. Like, men, I'll give y'all some kudos, but we're gonna talk about that in the next episode. And we may or may not. It may be a toss up in the air. We may or may not have some guest speakers. So in the next episode, you may find out. But, you know, tune in with us. Don't let us down. Turn us up. And guess what?
We out.